This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The dispute over Ukraine's status and its growing alignment with U.S.-led NATO will be at the center of President Vladimir Putin's video meeting Tuesday with U.S. President Joe Biden, whose administration says an extensive Russian military buildup near Ukraine points to a potential invasion. Russia denies any intention of invading and says Washington and Kiev are ones stirring up the trouble. Putin has his hands in his own demands of binding assurance that Ukraine will not join NATO and that the Western alliance will not add forces in the states near Russia. That demand is a non-starter for Biden. A key principle of the NATO alliance is that membership is open to any qualifying country, and no outsider has membership veto power. While there is little prospect that Ukraine would be invited into the alliance anytime soon, the U.S. and its allies won't rule it out. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday ahead of President Joe Biden's call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, during which he's expected to warn Russia of severe economic consequences should Russia go ahead with an invasion of Ukraine. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that the United States remains committed to NATO's open door policy and that the alliance should remain ready to aspirants when they are ready. Ukraine, a former Soviet republic, now aspires to join the European Union as well as NATO. Again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is speaking to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of President Joe Biden's call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The sentence of Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi was reduced to 2 years from 4 years after a partial pardon by the head of the military-appointed government. And earlier on Monday, a court in Myanmar found Suu Kyi ousted in a February 1st coup, guilty of charges of incitement and breaching coronavirus restrictions, drawing international outrage at which some critics described as a sham trial. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Myanmar's unjust conviction of Aung San Suu Kyi is a further affront to democracy. President Win Myint was sentenced to 4 years detention, but Suu Kyi and Win Myint will serve their sentences while they're currently being detained at an undisclosed location, suggesting they will not be sent to prison. Syria's military says Israeli warplanes fired missiles on the port of the coastal city of Latakia, causing fire without inflicting any human losses. Syria state media quoted an unnamed military official as saying that several missiles struck the containers area in the port earlier Tuesday, setting some of them on fire. The official gave no further details. Israel has staged hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled Syria over the years, but rarely acknowledges or discusses such operations. Some strikes in the past had targeted the main airport of the capital, Damascus. Scientists are poring over the latest data to try to understand who might win the battle of the coronavirus variants, the world-dominating Delta, or their latest competitor, Omicron. The outcome could determine the future of the pandemic. Some scientists said Monday that early indications suggest Omicron could emerge the victor, but others say it's too soon to know whether Omicron will spread more efficiently than Delta, especially in places with significant Delta surges, such as the United States. And many other critical questions remain, including whether the virus causes milder or more severe illnesses and how much it might evade immunity from past illnesses or infections. The U.S. will stage a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing to protest Chinese human rights abuses, according to the White House. It's a move that China has vowed to greet with firm countermeasures. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. athletes will continue to compete and will have the full support, but added that they will not be contributing to the fanfare of the Games. The announcement came as Biden prepares to host the White House Summit for Democracy, a virtual gathering of leaders and civil society experts from more than 100 countries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.